Hi, it's Angela Warner for Warner Stellion. There's broken appliances, and then there's appliances you just wish would finally break. Like that dishwasher that doesn't really wash your dishes, so you have to. Stop waiting and shop our free tax rebate sale. Not only will you get instant savings of up to 50%, our exclusive tax rebate saves you another 8% back. And that's not our only exclusive deal. You'll also score free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch. See how much you'll save right now at WarnerStellion.com.
With spring just around the corner, Invisible Fence brand doesn't want you to be left behind. Give your dog the freedom and confidence they deserve now with an Invisible Fence system. Invisible Fence systems work in any weather, giving you confidence in your pet's safety at all times. Our pet professionals are experts at customizing solutions to your yard, your needs, and your dog's wants. Let us help you take full advantage of springtime when it's here. Spring into action and visit InvisibleFence.com to learn more.
Who knows what sadness lurks in the hearts of carless drivers? The Lone Ranger knows.
How do you do that?
Do what?
Make your voice sound like that.
The same way that Sahara Motors makes great deals on new or used cars.
How?
The same way they can build the car of your dreams.
But how?
Shh. Trade secrets.
Visit us at Sahara Motors, 585 North McGill Highway, just about a mile north of Ely on US 93. Or give us a call at 775-289-4473.
And don't forget, service after this sale.
And tell us why it sent you for the best deal available.
Don't be a pedestrian. See Maggie at Sahara Motors in Ely.
How does he do that?
It's the all-new Subway Series menu. 12 irresistible new subs. The most epic sandwich roster ever created. It's Subway's biggest refresh yet.
And now with the new drive-thru kiosk in Ely, it's easy to drive through and eat fresh without even getting out of your car. The new Subway Series menu. The new Subway kiosk. Subway, Great Basin Boulevard in Ely. Open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Drive through and eat fresh. Subway in Ely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Por tus olas de grano sambar, yo pishina zakuti. Soy baba na mga brutas. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Por bahi jere kisa.
Vers toi, tu verras tir.
Our time is 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, your morning pre-recorded, on this Monday, Patriot Day, the 11th day of September. On this date, 22 years ago today, the world changed, much like it did on December 7th, 1941. Much as it did on November 22nd, 1963. A day, this date, 22 years ago, we need to remember and preserve the events of that day for all Americans. This is how that date was heard on the radio in New York City, September 11th. 2001.
All news, all the time. Terrorism at the World Trade Center.
This is beyond belief.
Breaking news.
Two planes have smashed into the towers minutes apart.
We were stunned. We were shocked.
Z100 852. Something weird is going on.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center is on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, the top of the building. We're trying to get information, Elvis. I don't...
It looks like floors are just gone. It looks like... How do you turn it on?
And Ron himself yells, "Oh no, oh my God." Because Ron himself is like paralyzed by what he sees. I'm sort of like numb.
I was sitting at my desk at 8:48 that morning and my phone rang. And it was one of our salespeople, our account executive, Joan Fleischer, who is not a reporter.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside and I saw it hit.
People expected certain things from WOR in a crisis.
It's the biggest news story in the last 50 years.
And it was raw emotion.
Police vehicles and emergency service vehicles and fire trucks keep speeding past me.
I managed to hop into an emergency services vehicle and got across the Brooklyn Bridge.
I made it all the way to Warren and West Broadway, where a number of cars are on fire in the middle of the street.
But then I start kicking in with Ron that, hey, this could be an act of terrorism. And he chides me. He says, wait a second, you remember Timothy McVeigh? You remember Murtaugh? You remember the first reports? A swarthy, Middle Eastern type, meantime was a corn-fed, white, all-American, blonde-head, blue-eyed devil who did it from the heartland of America.
Right away, I thought terrorism, but, you know, I'm a talk show host, I'm cynical.
Clearly, we're in the middle of the worst ever act of terrorism directed at the United States on domestic soil. And it may not be over.
You're trying to describe the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history, and you're watching it.
Something's wrong here. This can't be true. I really thought it was one of those Howard Stern listeners who'd called us up and faked us out, you know? So I was about to call the radio station and say, did you check this out? And then they said, we can see it.
We were able to stay local. We did not turn to network coverage because we didn't need to. It was our story, and we covered it locally.
It's 9 o'clock now at WOR New York, along with Joe Bartlett of the WOR News Center. I'm Ed Walsh. This is one of those days that all of us will remember for the rest of our lives.
This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
As hard as they tried to distance themselves from the news and not be the news, their emotions were really on their sleeves, and that's good radio. It's natural.
I'm getting goosebumps as I talk about it, and watch the second plane hit, as most of the country did.
Oh my God, Ed, another plane just hit the World Trade Center. Another plane. It was a medium-sized plane. Unbelievable. It would look like, oh my God, this is a deliberate act, Ed. This plane flew directly into the second World Trade Center.
We saw some speck coming out, and the first thing that I did in the newsroom is yell out, how could FAA allow a plane to be that close? And all of a sudden, that plane went into the South Tower.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
We're covering more terror at the World Trade Center 8 years later.
It's exploding right now, Tommy. We're seeing another
apparently
plane.
Apparently, that was another plane.
When that second plane flew into the building and you saw it come across the screen, you just went, oh my God. How can this be happening?
The latest update from WABC Radio News.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the next building is
another one.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel the heat! The explosion is incredible! Oh, my God!
Another plane as we were watching.
I can't believe this! The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God! I don't believe it!
Breaking news now on 10 Men Wins.
Interrupting John for just a moment, we now have reports of a fire at the Pentagon.
But now we have unconfirmed reports there has been an explosion. There is a fire at the Pentagon here in Washington.
All right, we've got Neil Augenstein, who we've been trying to bring up this morning. Neil, are you... can you tell us what you see at the Pentagon now?
Mike, can you hear me? Mike?
Yes, I can. Neil Augenstein, you're live on the air. Tell us what you see at the Pentagon.
Okay, I'm standing right on, 395, right by the Boundary Channel Drive exit, looking across to the Pentagon, seeing heavy, heavy smoke.
I'm on the highway on my cell phone. I just watched a plane crash near the Pentagon. I was on with the press secretary of Congressman John Sununu, and while I was on the phone with her, I saw the plane crash right before my eyes. Smoke is billowing all around this area.
And then the realization that the building was absolutely crumbling into itself. And I just, like the rest of the world, sat there in complete, utter disbelief.
The most horrible sight of my life was watching that first building crumble to the ground.
Oh, my God, the building fell! Are you there? The building just fell!
Which building?
Oh, my God, the south building just crumbled from the top! Oh, my God, the building just fell! The entire World Trade Center on the south building just fell. I just saw the whole thing. Oh, my God!
Nobody knew whether these buildings were falling like this or falling in on top of themselves, so that the terror was to try to calculate how far does a 110-story building fall and how fast can I run?
I saw the tower go down. And I'm standing there feeling helpless, wanting to cry, and also wanting to be strong and do something.
It was so chilling that our anchor at the time, Lee Harris, as objective as he tried to be, as journalistic as he tried to be, the anguish in his voice was unmistakable.
A situation that started bad just gets worse and worse and worse. The World Trade Center, South Tower, which was hit by a plane and wrecked by an explosion approximately an hour ago, has totally collapsed.
This is WABC, New York.
A large plane crashes, rather a large plane crashes in western Pennsylvania. If this is indeed connected to what has happened here this morning, it is quite clear that the United States is under attack.
Our reporters arrived right before the second tower was hit, and we were scared to death that we were going to lose one of them. And then when that second tower came down and we lost all communication with our reporters, as a general manager of the radio station, I had this excruciating pain in my stomach that I had sent some of my own people to their death.
As I look out, it looks as though the building is going. Is that the building going down? Is that the second building of the World Trade Center going down?
Yes, that is the second. That is the second tower. That is the second tower.
It's a huge plume of smoke that came out of the middle of the building, and then the building just disappeared in the smoke. It is an incredible sight. People around me are taking a look. I cannot even describe it. It is one of those rare moments where you just can't describe it. It looked as though it was a puff of cloud, almost like a firework explosion of cloud. No noise with it. And then all of a sudden, I just blinked my eyes. I looked back, and I might have heard the people in the background going, oh, my God, and the second building appears to have gone down.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Ben. That is the second building that has gone down.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... we'll hear all of us soon.
USA!
I think everybody from now on that lived through that will put that mark, that time, and that date, 9/11, on their mental calendar, and they'll never forget that day. That, because things changed from then on. It's just not the same. It's really not.
Once that first plane hit, we had already started to tone down the music, get anything raucous off the air.
We pulled a lot of the raucous jingles off the air to kind of just tone everything down.
All debate in America now has shifted and changed and it'll never be the same because it will all be weighed against the events of September the 11th. You won't debate immigration the way you once did prior to the 11th. It's a whole different ballgame. I'm looking over at the 77 AM WABC talk radio logo, which has the twin towers of power right there. I mean, that's our stamp, our brand. That's sort of like everyone knows. They see that, oh yeah, that's WABC in New York.
It was just incredible. You know, we sit there and play 10 songs in a row, and we do wacky contests, and we have fun with listeners, but we've never really thought seriously about how we can change the world with our radio station, and we did. It was just awesome.
I've never seen the city. I'm homegrown. I'm a Brooklyn boy. And I have never seen the city so unified.
I'm here to help. And I went. The first people I ran into were the Salvation Army, and they just put me to work. And it turns out that I have organizational skills that I didn't know I had. So, I mean, all I wanted to do was help. I just wanted to do something, which I think a lot of people felt.
This is a monument to our people. It's a church at Ground Zero, with all of the fire persons and the policemen who are actually the heroes in this war. And let us celebrate the great humanness of radio, which picked up the ball after television showed us where it was.
And we still get email from people saying they don't know how they could get through all that without Z100. I'm thinking, without a radio station? It's just it's a radio station. It's number 600 on your list of important things. And they said that they couldn't do it without us. And I'm glad I do what I do for a living now. It makes me really proud to be working in this business.
To this day, months after 9/11, when you see fire trucks screeching down the streets, American flags flying full furl on the trucks, and people applauding as the trucks go by, it's just amazing.
Here we are at Ground Zero. It's an amazing feeling. It feels so much different than it looks. And in life, you can't explain something like this. You have to experience it.
And we also had called some people who were inside the buildings and didn't make it out. It's the most memorable broadcast day of my life.
We're using television to show radio. On the morning of 9/11, radio showed us television. And we have that common bond, although it's a reversal of roles. And I would like to think most of the healing is taking place on radio because of the nature of what we do, which is intimacy. And the word says it all. Into me see. Intimacy, the hallmark of talk radio.
The past few minutes could only scratch the surface of a day no American will ever forget. God bless you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. And may God bless America.
America! America!
Powerful audio, powerful video. We'll have Art Vuolo's video linked up on our Facebook pages, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. Art Radio's best friend, Vuolo Video, that's V-U-O-L-O, VuoloVideo.com. Some amazing things. This is your morning. 22 years ago today, September 11th, 2023, remembering the events on this Patriot Day. Good morning.
It's the all-new Subway Series menu. 12 irresistible new subs. The most epic sandwich roster ever created. It's Subway's biggest refresh yet.
And now with the new drive-through kiosk in Ely, it's easy to drive through and eat fresh without even getting out of your car. The new Subway Series menu, the new Subway kiosk, Subway, Great Basin Boulevard in Ely. Open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Drive through and eat fresh. Subway in Ely.
knows what sadness lurks in the hearts of carless drivers. The Lone Ranger knows.
How do you do that?
Do what?
Make your voice sound like that.
The same way that Sahara Motors makes great deals on new or used cars.
How?
The same way they can build the car of your dreams.
But how?
Shh. Trade secrets.
Visit us at Sahara Motors, 585 North McGill Highway, just about a mile north of Ely on US 93. Or give us a call at 775-289-4473.
And don't forget, service after this sale.
And tell us why it sent you for the best deal available.
Don't be a pedestrian. See Maggie at Sahara Motors in Ely.
How does he do that?
Coming up here on the bottom of the hour, and we are at just about at 8:29, we will have news, we will have our regular look at sports and business news, and we will continue with more of our remembrance of September 11th, 2001, on this Patriot Day 2023. I do need to mention today at the Ely Senior Center, vegetable beef soup, along with the corned beef and Swiss sandwich, mixed salad, and orange. And also the Ministerial Association Food Bank in Ely opened this afternoon from 1 until 2. About the only regular thing we're going to talk about this morning. When we return, Steve West and a tribute and a remembrance of the events of this date, and that was back on September 11th, 2001, 22 years ago today. Your morning taking a day away from our usual fun and frivolity and remembering events that changed America, not just history, but changed America. And that was on this date, September 11th, 2001, 22 years ago today. 8:30 is our time where Nevada comes to talk. Good Monday morning to you.
Hi, it's Angela Warner for Warner Stellion. There's broken appliances, and then there's appliances you just wish would finally break. Like that dishwasher that doesn't really wash your dishes, so you have to. Stop waiting and shop our free tax rebate sale. Not only will you get instant savings of up to 50%, our exclusive tax rebate saves you another 8% back. And that's not our only exclusive deal. You'll also score free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch. See how much you'll save right now at WarnerStellion.com.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Beddies. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, all in one piece and zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Our patented bedding solution zips together, combining a fitted sheet, sheet, and comforter into one seamless piece. Visit Beddies.com. That's Beddys.com. Make your bed. Make your day.
Don't miss the Discover Boating Northwest Sports Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. March 14th through 17th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's your last chance to gear up before the boating and fishing season openers. Find once-a-year show deals on hundreds of new boats, plus fishing tackle, docks and lifts, marine electronics, ATVs, hunting and outdoor gear, all under one roof. Book fishing or hunting trips with outfitters and guides too. It's the Upper Midwest's biggest outdoor sale. Join us at the Minneapolis Convention Center now through Sunday. NorthwestSportsShow.com.
At 8:35 on this Patriot Day Monday, this is Steve West.
September 11th, 2001. Remembered.
This just in, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. We'll be following those stories for you coming up. We'll have more on that plane crash as we have it. Once again, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
In past generations, there have been days in American history that people of that era will never forget. The shooting of President John F. Kennedy. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
And for this generation, the events of 9/11 will be forever etched in our minds.
Looking at the replay now of that plane coming in, you see it coming in low, banking to the left, and then plowing into the building, and of course the flames shooting out the other side. So that structure has taken a major hit.
It certainly doesn't look as if that plane was attempting in any way to avoid the building, quite the opposite.
It almost looks like it came into it deliberately.
It really, like, I felt my knees get weak. I mean, it really scared me. But at first, I didn't know it was planned. I didn't know they were intentional. And after the second plane hit and they found out that it was a planned deal, I thought that would be it. I didn't know there was going to be any more.
Put away what I was doing. I just walked down there, and I got there just in time to see the replay of the second plane hitting the tower. When I saw that, I instantly knew that it wasn't an accident.
I looked out my window, which is directly across from Pentagon and Pentagon Row apartments, and I saw the tail of a large airliner with a red, I saw Majesty, the red, there was a red dot of some sort on the tail. It plowed right into the Pentagon.
A sight that Pentagon officials here obviously hope they would never want to see. Dark smoke billowing out of the center of the Pentagon. Behind me, numerous fires, trucks heading to the area. Officials here investigating the scene. They have evacuated the Pentagon.
I actually got a call from one of my network's affiliates saying that something just happened at the World Trade Center. And I turned on the TV set just in time to see the second plane hit the other tower. I just remember thinking, you know, at first before it happened, that it was, you know, some kind of, you know, some private plane, something like that must have hit it. You know, that was what happened. But then when I saw the second plane hit, I think everybody knew what had happened.
We can never say that song again that way. David, you've been terrific to have me on tonight. I'm so sorry for this. You know, the hour grows late, but
Fine. You know, you're a professional, but good Christ, you're a human being, and my God, to not see that.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. The tower just collapsed moments ago. I'm on the phone here at a gas station on 2nd Avenue, East 1st Street. I can see the towers, smoke billowing. I mean, you can't even see the towers. There's so much smoke. And as I was on hold waiting to get on the line here, people started screaming, "Oh, my God!"
You say you'll never forget where you were when you heard the news on September 11th, 2001. Neither will I.
10-4, cruiser 50 direct.
I was on the 110th floor in a smoke-filled room with a man who called his wife to say goodbye.
God bless America.
I held his fingers steady as he dialed. I gave him the peace to say, "Honey, I'm not going to make it.
Smoke billowing out
of the side of the I'm ready to go." I was with his wife when he called as she fed breakfast to their children. I held her up as she tried to understand his words. And as she realized he wasn't coming home that night.
And then, a big huge fireball followed.
I was in the stairwell of the 23rd floor when a woman cried out to me for help. "I've been knocking on the door of your heart for 50 years. I said, "Of course, I'll show you the way home. Only believe in me now."
There would be hell to pay for attacking America.
I was at the base of the building when the priest ministered the injured and devastated souls. I took him home to tend his flock in heaven. He heard my voice and answered. I was on all four of those planes, in every seat, with every prayer. I was with the crew as they were overtaken. I was in the very hearts of the believers there, comforting and assuring them that their faith has saved them. I was in Texas, Kansas, London. I was standing next to you when you heard the terrible news. Did you sense me? I want you to know that I saw every face. I knew every name, though not all know me. Some met me for the first time on the 86th floor. Some sought me with their last breath. Some couldn't hear me calling to them through the smoke and flames. Come to me. This way. Take my hand. Some chose, for the final time, to ignore me. But I was there. I did not place you in the tower that day. You may not know why, but I do. However, if you were there in that explosive moment in time, would you have reached for me? September 11th, 2001 was not the end of the journey for you. But someday your journey will end, and I'll be there for you as well. Seek me now while I may be found. Then, at any moment, you know you're ready to go. I will be in the stairwell of your final moments.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed.
Remember,
into the World Trade Center.
I love you.
In an apparent terrorist attack. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
New York is going to be here, and we're going to rebuild, and we're going to be stronger than we were before.
Say a prayer for those folks today, won't you please? It's 8:45.
Hi, it's Angela Warner for Warner Stellion. There's broken appliances, and then there's appliances you just wish would finally break. Like that dishwasher that doesn't really wash your dishes, so you have to. Stop waiting and shop our free tax rebate sale. Not only will you get instant savings of up to 50%, our exclusive tax rebate saves you another 8% back. And that's not our only exclusive deal. You'll also score free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch. See how much you'll save right now at WarnerStellion.com.
Did you know there's a number you can call or text to get support when you're dealing with tough emotions? It's 988. Maybe you had to shut down your business, are having thoughts of suicide, or lost someone you loved. Well, calling or texting 988 connects you to counselors in Minnesota who will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. It's free 24/7, and everything you talk about stays between you and the counselor. Call or text 988 anytime.